today.
This is Free Talk Live for Lunch into Hour Number 3. You, as always, can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. We jump right into the phone calls and go to Ed in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ed.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for taking my call. I do love your show.
Yes, sir. Thanks. What's up?
Earlier, Mark had asked the question. There was another one of the debaters last night that did reference the Constitution, and I believe he was referring to a guy named Tommy Thompson.
You think it was Tommy Thompson?
I think it was.
Because I thought it was Jim, I thought I had mentioned it, Jim Gilmore.
But it might, whatever.
I'm looking at these, the haircuts and the faces, and funny, they're all white guys with brown hair.
Isn't that funny? Well, in any event, I do have to say that I'm a big Ron Paul fan, and I'm going to change my party affiliation to Republican just so I can vote in the primary, and then I'll change it back to Libertarian. But
excellent. Excellent idea. And thankfully, here in New Hampshire, we don't have to bother with that. We can actually walk in on Election Day or on primary day and we can temporarily reassign ourselves to a party, and then as we leave the primary location, we can reassign ourselves back. It's kind of fun.
I don't think in Pennsylvania you can do that, but in any event, that's what I'm going to do, and there is hope. And,
oh, absolutely. You know, MSNBC says he won, and, you know, that's good enough for me. They were a partial sponsor of the event.
I couldn't have expected numbers like that.
USA News that was just on during the break, not everybody got to hear it that's listening right now, but some people did. They just said that Rudy Giuliani won, but I'm looking at...
That's what a pundit says.
Right, that's what you know, they say, and Rudy Giuliani got a 40% disapproval rating compared to Ron's 29% disapproval, and got a 28%. Percent approval rating compared to Ron's 33%, right there on MSNBC with a total of 73,000 votes.
I got to say, I didn't expect him to do that well. I expected him to show like in the top three because I know his activists are really active on the internet, but I didn't expect him to be number one. I think this is a really great start for him.
I do too, and I'm hoping for the dark horse. You know, let's keep. Spreading the word. I know I am. I'm talking.
It could happen, man. It could happen, and we might as well, you know, let's get behind this guy as much as we can. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
800-259-9231. Unless he gives me some reason to not get behind
right.
him.
Right. I hope not. I sincerely hope not. But, you know, the chances are good that if you and I find one big flaw, you know, that'll be it. But have you noticed that he's gotten more libertarian in the sound of his immigration policy, not less?
Has he? I'm not sure.
Yes, absolutely. He's now saying that you know, a country needs to secure its borders. But I think what's more important is to not give illegal aliens a reason to come across. And we need to do away with welfare, do away with social welfare programs, do away with medical Medicaid and you know whatever it is that.
Because I'm going to ask him when he comes on our show, which will I'm sure will happen within the next year or so. But when he comes on the show, I definitely want to ask him. Okay. First of all, I want to ask him how he feels about immigration and just sort of let him speak about the issue a little bit. And then if he espouses some sort of viewpoint about enforcing the border, I'm going to ask him, you know, well, if you're against the war on drugs and you understand that the government fails trying to keep drugs out of its prisons, why on earth would you possibly support, you know, border enforcement? It's just going to be the same failure, and it's just going to cost more money.
You know, it's not like I feel one way or the other about illegal immigrants. I just know what's going to happen to me, my country, and my freedoms, and all of our freedoms, if we try to stop them from coming in.
Yep.
You know?
I feel one way. I want them here.
I think that that's a good thing.
I'll rent out a room to an illegal immigrant.
Right. I think that, you know, I had the opportunity. I thought that I had the opportunity when it came to some renters at a house of mine, and I was going to let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it turned out that they weren't. I just thought that they had a problem with their Social Security number. But, you know, the thing that it seems to me that you're watching out for the country by allowing people to come in, move freely across the borders.
Absolutely.
Yes, there's a problem with welfare. Yes, there's a problem with you know, the forcing hospitals to give medical care to these people. Yes, there's a problem with Medicaid and WIC and all that
government
other stuff.
Government is the problem.
Absolutely. And for somebody who believes in small government, if that's what you do, to just give up and say, let's get rid of the immigrants because the government's grown too large?
Insanity.
Yeah. you know, and our economy has benefited from them being here. So there's already, you know, there's a benefit and versus a, you know, diminishment of returns on having them here. You know,
they can't get rid of them.
Right.
Physically. There's just way too many. B, in the process of trying, all of our rights will be violated. In the process of going and raiding people's businesses, raiding people's homes, they're going to destroy lives. They're going to harm families. They're going to just do terrible things in the name of supposedly purifying the nation of illegal immigrants. And we're all going to get caught up in it, and all of us are going to lose freedom as a result.
Mm-hmm.
Unacceptable. Brian emails in. He says, you guys, your analysis of the Communist Manifesto, when you compared how the U.S. has adopted most of the 10 planks of that philosophy, got me thinking about another 10-plank platform that the U.S. has unadopted, the Bill of Rights. I used to think that the only one of the first 10 amendments to the Constitution was number 3, which prohibited the government to quarter soldiers. This one has fallen too. I guess he used to think that was the one that was still left.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a quick list of the things that I can think of off of the top of my head. These are only violations that are in recent memory. It's bad enough that they've each been decimated in just the past few years. Who knows how many violations of the Bill of Rights have been made and overlooked for the past 50? And so we go into it. Amendment number 1. And want to hear your thoughts on this as well, your additions, your opinions at 800-259-9231 on the loss, the destruction of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights by the government in this country, with the ascension of the people, with the people essentially saying, yeah, okay, whatever. I mean, tacit approval, just sitting back and not doing anything about it. Amendment number 1. As you know, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or of the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. He says there are examples all over the place of government restricting speech. Just ask Dave Ridley. He's one of the activists here in New Hampshire. From the free speech zones on public school campuses to the requirement all over the country to get a permit before assembling a peaceful march. There are examples of prior restraint on the press. One example recently of the New York Times blacking out part of its article in order to comply with White House censorship edicts. Of course, that was just political showmanship by the New York Times, and the author was an ex-CIA agent who signed an agreement to be censored. But the point is, whatever happened to government transparency? A government by and for the people? As long as you're not a terrorist with nuclear weapons. Don't get me started with campaign reform. This single issue violates all of the clauses of the First Amendment at once. As I mentioned the other night on the show, the new John McCain campaign reform bill essentially locks out certain types of campaign advertising targeting incumbents before the election. Within about, I think it's 30 to 60 days before the actual election.
How does that affect freedom of religion?
It affects freedom of speech.
Yes.
Freedom of speech. In that,
but he's had all provisions of the First Amendment, and there's 5 of them, and one of them is religion.
Okay, well,
he didn't really
touch on the religion one, but you could talk about how the Bush administration has created the compassionate conservative program of taking taxpayer dollars and funneling them to religious charities. That would certainly be a violation. It's certainly religious preference on the part of the government. That's not right.
It's not right.
Amendment number 2, a well-regulated militia being essential to the security of a free state, the right of people, the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Brian says, let's see, 20,000 gun laws.
25, I've heard.
That's 25,000. Federal police are taking guns away from citizens in New Orleans, so-called for their own protection.
Mm-hmm. Restrictions, leaving them defenseless on the streets of New Orleans.
Yep.
Hey, wait a minute. You just took my guns. What about me?
Restrictions on the lengths of barrels, the number of rounds in a clip, and the types of ammo that I can use. Taxpayer-funded gun amnesty programs that buy guns from mostly inner-city citizens, making them less secure in their homes. Need I say any more about this amendment? He says the Second Amendment is barely even holding on at this point.
Oh, yeah. It's just they're trying to eradicate that one.
In many states, you can't even own a gun. In New York, maybe it's just New York City. It's many cities.
I think it's the city, yeah.
Many cities, you can't even own a gun without jumping through extreme government hoops.
They just don't want you to have it, period.
And fees, and you've got to be a diamond dealer, the bodyguard of a diamond truck or something, in order to actually be able to carry a gun in New York City. So much for the Constitution.
I was in the Diamond District in New York City the other day, and I wondered how many of these people actually do have guns.
Number three is coming up. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Picture this. You're in the final round of So You Want to Be a Millionaire. Regis says, what percentage of Americans think of their cars as members of the family? When we come back, I'll tell you. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Okay, Reg, 25% of us Americans agree. We keep one of our kin in the garage. Yes, according to a survey by Goodyear, a quarter of us think of our cars as family, and two-fifths pamper our cars more than ourselves. Pretty smart, because pampered cars last longer, drive better, and cost less in maintenance, leaving lots of the jackpot left over for you. By the way, congratulations! Now that you're a millionaire, you'll just be considered eccentric when, like 60% of us, you talk to your car. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there for your downloading convenience on the front page of the website. You just go and get them. They're free. FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about the Constitution. You know that little pesky old document that basically outlines the structure of the United States government and the rules by which the government people are supposed to follow in order to have said government.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
In order to operate the government. And certainly no one within the government likes those rules, maybe Ron Paul excepted. But they've shown their disdain over the years for the Constitution by continually passing legislation that just completely ignores it. It just, you know, treats it as though it's not there, or the Supreme Court justices will deem the legislation as constitutional. And if those nine people in black robes say it is, then apparently it must be. And as a result, we've seen the degradation of constitutional rule in this country be constantly seen that over time. And Brian has emailed in from Colorado to outline his viewpoint on all of the amendments of the Bill of Rights, the first 10, on how they just don't even apply anymore, on how they've been overturned, of course, inappropriately so. They haven't actually gone through the amending process to do it. They just ignore it. And he's already gone through the First and Second Amendments, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, right to bear arms, all of these things are under attack by the government.
The right redress of grievances.
Right. They ignore your redress of grievances. Mm-hmm. And then there's Amendment Number 3. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. He says, our property is bounded by a year-round creek. Turns out that the creek is a habitat for the Preble's Meadow Jumping Mouse. A cute little critter, to be sure, but the federal government has decided that there are not enough Preble's Meadow Jumping Mice in the world, and has deemed that part of our land as a habitat for the little creature. We can't hunt it, kill it, or even disturb its habitat. We're forbidden from building anything within 300 feet of the creek. Sure seems to me like the government is forcing me to quarter its little soldiers in time of peace without my consent. That's a stretch. But I would give a better example, and this one comes from Katrina. The Hurricane Katrina debacle, after the fact, after many people had left their homes, had left the New Orleans area, the government remained, and a lot of military people were there, and police were there, and we saw footage of government guys breaking into a church and setting up an operations camp in this particular location. They did not have permission to break into this church. They just saw a church, decided that'd be a good place to set up their camp, smashed some windows, and went inside. And that sounds like quartering to me.
Yeah, that's just like they would have done in the Revolutionary War. You know, found a nice big, luxurious, large building. Let's set up camp there.
And, you know, they weren't thinking about the Constitution when they did that.
The raping and killing didn't go with it, but that's the first step.
Nobody in that particular regiment, or whatever they call them, platoon, I don't know what they are, but nobody in that particular group of soldiers was thinking about the Bill of Rights or the Third Amendment at the time they were smashing those windows.
Mm-mm.
It's just not a factor for them. They don't even know what the Third Amendment to the Bill of Rights is. Number 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. I mean, really, do we need to even address this one? This is one of the ones that has been just absolutely demolished. By the war on drugs, before anything else. Now, the war on terrorism is taking it to the next level. But the war on drugs was the initial reason why the Fourth Amendment was gutted. No-knock raid, says Brian. Airport security, presidential signing statements, ignoring the privacy of postal mail. The Patriot Act puts the nail in the coffin of this unfortunate victim. It lets the government look at individuals' medical, mental health, financial, and school records. It lets the government spy on what books individuals buy or check out of the library and where they go on the internet. It allows government agents to search individuals' homes without even telling them until later. Maybe. The Fourth Amendment exists only in name. It has been totally shattered. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And it's all been done in the name of keeping you safe. You should give up your privacy to the government because we're going to keep you safe from drugs. And we're going to keep you safe from terrorists. And no, I don't want your little rules and safety procedures. I'll handle my own life. Thank you.
Then you're a criminal and you're not safe and you need to go to jail.
Right. If I don't like their rules.
Right.
That's right. I am a criminal, apparently. And
apparently you're supposed to, you know, these rights that were outlined. Well, they can be compromised as long as the majority says so. And, you know, that's antithetical to what that Constitution says.
It's true.
The rights are supposed to be paramount, and what the majority says comes after that.
Well,
here are the rights, and then let's vote on them with the majority on the rest.
Right. Speaking of courts, that leads us to Amendment Number 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment or grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when actual service in time or war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be put twice in jeopardy of life and limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, property, without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. For the first clause, we can start with the most recent, the Military Commissions Act. Habeas corpus is now gone. The second clause, double jeopardy, is abused all of the time. When a criminal court can't get a conviction on a criminal charge, it will file suit and basically retry the person in civil court on the same charges. The third clause, self-incrimination, has been blatantly institutionalized in the form of your IRS 1040. Any of the self-reporting laws that are required of companies and individuals blatantly violates this clause. And ask Suzette Kelo in New London and her neighbors about the last clause, eminent domain. The state of Connecticut stole land from a bunch of peaceful people and gave it to someone else for private use. And by the way, I am not a worshipper of the Constitution. I'm not a worshipper of the Bill of Rights. It's a darn good document. It's better than anything else that was ever created as far as the creation of a government is concerned, but it has holes. I think there are serious problems with it. The eminent domain thing, just alone allowing that sort of thing, is outrageous.
I don't know if I'm outraged by it. I think that that was meant to be a compromise, meant to not be abused.
Right, from the central planners to the individualists, that compromise, like the Alexander Hamilton crowd.
Right. You know, I mean, how are we going to have streets if we don't have eminent domain, you know?
The streets are private for a long time.
They were, but they weren't private as much as they were common.
Okay.
So, you know, that's sort of the
they weren't government.
Right. These are some of the thought processes that they had. You know, it was important. So, utilitarian.
So the no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless under presentment or indictment of a grand jury. Now they're just throwing people in military breaks. Jose Padilla, been in there for over 4 years now. And they finally charged him with something. Some are even predicting...
Just because they had to.
Right. Some are predicting that after he is found not guilty on those charges, if he's found not guilty, that they'll just pick him up again. That they'll just throw him back in the brig as an enemy combatant, because now they can do that legally.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't do it legally before they passed the Military Commissions Act, but now they can. Wouldn't that be a slap in the face?
Yep.
Jose Padilla found not guilty and thrown right back in the brig, because they can do it. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts? This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skin, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, including the wiki. It's like a listener-editable version of our website. Over 1,300 pages. So, therefore, it's a lot bigger than our website. And all of it was created by you guys. So, head over there and get editing at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Brian from Colorado has written in on his assessment of the status of the Bill of Rights, the first ten amendments to the Constitution. He's pointing out that, in his opinion, they're pretty much all just, well, they're there in name only. How about that? They're still there. I mean, they're on the old parchment. Enshrined in its whatever the heck they've got it in. And what is it, the Smithsonian that has it?
Well, they seem to, they have several different copies, and I know that there's one in New York City. And,
right.
There's one in Washington, D.C.
They haven't bothered to change the text of these amendments. They just ignore them and pass laws that blatantly violate.
Right.
And so he's already gone through amendments 1 through 5, and that leads us to number 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and the cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Brian says, speedy and impartial trial. Ask Jose Padilla, who was held without charge for years. If he ever does go to trial, I doubt it will be public. In fact, anyone kidnapped under the Military Commissions Act won't have any protection under the Sixth Amendment. And that is absolutely true. Not an exaggeration. If you look into the Military Commissions Act and what it authorizes, it literally authorizes people being pulled up off the streets, being thrown into a military brig, having no one informed about it. That person cannot talk to a lawyer. they are definitely not allowed to know who the witnesses are against them, let alone to ask them questions in a court. They might not even be allowed to appear in the courtroom where their trial occurs. It'll be a military tribunal all the way.
Right. Is all they have to do is say that the evidence is secret, and they don't even have to show it to you if you're accused. You don't get a chance to have a lawyer present. Nothing.
The Sixth Amendment doesn't even apply. If you're in a so-called unlawful enemy combatant, as the Military Commissions Act puts it, this just doesn't apply to you. And for the rest of America, speedy trials? I mean, even regular Americans that aren't labeled unlawful enemy combatants can't even get speedy trials. To be confronted, Brian says, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, this is violated regularly in the case of rape or incest charges. I can understand why they hide the witnesses, but it's still unconstitutional. And what about the new fad of charging non-human materials, such as money and goods, supposedly used in drug transactions? How is a Rolex watch going to be confronted with a witness? Absurd. And what he's referring to is if you've got $30,000 in your briefcase, in your vehicle, and you're driving from point A to point B, whether or not you're actually doing a drug deal, you could have just saved, you know, put your life savings or something like that in a suitcase or a briefcase to go from one point to another. They'll take the money, and then they'll charge the money with a crime.
Yeah.
In court. You can't defend the money. It's
yes.
The money that's being charged with the crime.
It's very strange.
The money can't hire you as its representative. The money can't consent to any of that. They bring the money up on charges, find it guilty, and then confiscate it.
Very strange.
You think of it. You're thinking to yourself, you're lying. Come on. This doesn't happen in America. But it does. Amendment number 7. Quote, we're starting by reading the actual amendment. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of a trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States, then according to the rules of the common law. Brian says this one has a dollar amount built in. $20 was a large amount back in the days of the writing of the Constitution.
Yeah, and I think this was another mistake of, in the writing of the Constitution, because $20 is crap now.
Because it was tied to gold and silver at the
mm-hmm.
time. Now that same amount of metal would probably be worth thousands, but the dollar amount is codified in the document. That's not really a violation of this amendment, but it's always struck me as an indication of how our founding fathers viewed the stability of money, that they would hard-code it into the founding documents. Amendment number 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Well, excessive is, of course, up for interpretation, but I would say that many of the fines imposed by such bureaucrats as the IRS and the EPA would indeed qualify as excessive. But the FCC?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we heard of people who have made mistakes amounting to dollars being hit with hundreds of thousands in penalties and interest? And as far as the last clause, cruel and unusual punishments, this died with the Military Commissions Act and the pardoning of federal agents who tortured in the past. Amendment 9. The enumeration of the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. The Constitution creates a box called government. It gives it certain duties. Anything outside of that box is none of its business. Yeah, right. How about every consensual act that's been made into a crime? We started the show out tonight by talking about police raids on gambling operations. Police raiding, of course, we're very familiar with the police raids on drug dealers or alleged drug dealers. In many cases, the people that are raided don't have any connection to drug dealers. But how about that? I mean, that's certainly stepping outside of constitutional bounds, not to mention all of the other alphabet agencies that the government has created that
mm-hmm.
none of them have constitutional legitimacy.
No, the government doesn't belong in the police business. You know, the national government doesn't belong in the police business. There is no provision for them for an FBI, a CIA, any of these things. The founding fathers never imagined that the federal government would be so large. It has just, over time and through practice, become that large.
Right, because the states aren't doing anything to stop it. When it should, that responsibility lies with the people and the states, which make up the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But they just let it lay. Because the federal government takes all this money in taxes, and then it holds it over the states' heads and says, you don't want to miss out on this now, do you? You just go right along with what we're demanding that you do, and we'll give you some of this money. And that's what it's all about for the bureaucrats. They're not there to protect your freedoms. They're not there to protect your rights. I know. There's this sort of fantasy out there, especially amongst conservatives, that government exists to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But no, it doesn't. And those elected bureaucrats are only interested in protecting their pensions, not your freedom. Finally, Amendment number 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people.
You know, this one you might as well just set on fire.
Yeah.
That one's gone. That was gone essentially when Abraham Lincoln, fought the Civil War.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, come on, the powers and the states? Look, they tax the federal government taxes the crap out of the American people and then doles the money back out to the states like they're a bunch of little peeping chicks and they're the big mama bird.
After taking a huge chunk off the top.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I mean, it's not like they got to pay all those middle-class bureaucrats that collect the money.
It's as inefficient as it can get.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
It is.
It's sad, is all I can say.
So Brian says, where do we begin on this one? A child left behind, DEA raids on legal medical marijuana outlets. That's a perfect example of how in the face of the people's decision out in states like California and Colorado and up in the other dozen states or so that have passed medical marijuana provisions by overwhelming numbers, flying right in the face of all that, the federal government will still come in there, send their DEA goon squads in to kick in doors and literally steal marijuana in cash from the people that are selling them to the patients that need it.
Right. And they won't charge anybody with anything.
No, that's right. They don't. They just go in and take the stuff.
I mean, it's one thing, for the DEA to go in and claim jurisdiction and say, well, we're the federal drug enforcement agency, so we have jurisdiction mm-hmm. over the state agency because federal trumps state, and that just makes sense. It's one thing for them to do that, but they just go in and take the marijuana and the money and leave.
Yep, and the state governments don't know what to do about it. They could do something if they wanted to. They could have their cops stand up against the DEA, but the cops don't want to go up against their buddies in the DEA, and the states don't want to forego money from the federal government. So as a result, we all get to suffer. More on the way. You can take control. Coming up, something light, 10, a top 10 list that Mark has. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's just Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. Now, we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at store.freetalklive.com. Check out all of our cool Free Talk Live merchandise. And our listeners rave about the quality of this merchandise. It's good stuff. We've been selling stuff for almost a year now coming up. We're coming up on our one-year anniversary sometime this summer, I think. We started it summertime last year. And we've already, the store's been such a success that we've already introduced brand new products. And they're in the pre-order phase right now. We've got the very hot-selling Free Talk Live 2-gigabyte multi-gadget, the best-selling product we've ever had. That's available limited quantity. Only 100 will be sold of this. So get in on it now while you still can. 2 gigabytes of MP3 playing, flash drive storage. Also, it's an FM tuner. It's a voice recorder as well. Plus, we've got the Free Talk Live Free Marketeer T-shirt. We've got the Free Talk Live Ladies T-shirt. 2 styles of hoodies. One pullover style, the other zippered. The Free Talk Live bottle opener lighter combo. And the brand new Free Talk Live beanie cap. Plus, all of our old products as well. They're all there for you. store.freetalklive.com. Let's do the top 10 list. Mark, what do you have? You actually mentioned one of these on Wednesday night's show, and it sounded like fun, so I figured we'd do the entire 10.
Right. What you have to understand here is that this is a comedian guy who basically took the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the census numbers and came up with the 10 most dangerous jobs in America.
Do we have this comedian's name?
Yeah. His name's Phil Reed, and you can go to Phil -reed.com, and that's R-E-E-D.
Great.
So, number 10. You got to start at the end, right? Taxi driver / chauffeur.
So, wait, this is the 10th most dangerous.
Right. And apparently 24.2 deaths out of 100,000 deaths were taxi drivers / chauffeurs.
Mm.
And then he has these comments underneath, some of which I'm going to read because some are good and some of which I'm not.
I'm surprised they didn't include other professional drivers in that. Because I'm sure truck drivers die from time to time.
They actually have they have that as another one.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I'm not sure why both of these occupations were lumped together. I somehow get the feeling that taxi driver end of it drug a lot more deaths than the chauffeurs did. Say 24 out of 24.2, the .2 being perhaps liver damage done to prom kids by the complimentary bucket of champagne. Also, it can't be very easy for the city cab drivers to survive when they only have a limited knowledge of the English language. Please don't murder me isn't listed in very many phrase books. So, number 9, drivers/sales workers and truck drivers. Another strange, you know, these are like the Budweiser truck guys, you know, those
sure.
are sort of driver
professional
sales
drivers.
Guys. Yes. Another strange grouping as part of the census. Am I correct in assuming that this collects all deaths from both drivers and sales workers? Why band them together? I don't think that I think he doesn't quite understand, but it's funny. Why band them together? Why not Muffin Inspector and Grizzly Bear Wrestler? Lecturer and Shark Cage Guy without a shark, or without a shark cage. Walmart Greeter and Hobo tied to the railroad tracks. Electrical Power Line Installers / Repairers.
Is this number 8?
Number 8, yes. Okay. One of only two categories which the death rate does not end in a fraction. That's one thing you can be said that can be said about electrical power line installers. They don't do any of that half dying or 2/15 dying like the damn taxi drivers. They do it right. Really, there's no reason to be surprised that this job made the list. What is surprising is that 15 people gave their lives every year to bring you cable television in your town, and
that's
all
amazing.
You can do is watch Food Network. Mm. I hope you rot. That's what I read them. I think.
Well, I don't watch television, so there.
Yes, well, then they'd all died for nothing.
But also, the power line guys are really that take the hits. I mean, the cable operators, they're not really at risk. But the guys that are installing power lines, absolutely.
Yeah, like playing with electricity. And those lines are a lot taller, the big, big ones.
Yeah.
Number 7, roofers. An impressively low death rate for those who regard Isaac Newton as a fictional character. Any job whose most common occupational hazard is falling off a roof with 200 pounds of shingles should definitely be given a second thought. Who would these people...
Hey, somebody's got to do it.
Who told these people that they'd bounce anyway?
Thank goodness for roofers.
Yeah.
That is a tough job.
Especially
man.
In Florida in the summer.
Yeah.
And they do it.
Hell, in Florida anytime.
That's why we need illegal aliens. Simply to do roofs in Florida in the summer. Number 6, farmers and ranchers. That's 37.5 deaths out of 100,000. Number 5, refuse.
Wow, that seems a little high because there aren't that many farmers.
No.
There are a lot of roofers and a lot of cab drivers out there, but there are not too many farmers in America.
They're getting run over by tractors and combines.
Maybe they're including fruit pickers in that as well.
I would say they're farmers.
I guess
the farm worker.
Yeah.
Refuse and recyclable materials collectors.
What's the number? Is this 5?
Number 5, and that's 43.2 deaths out of 100,000. I would think that this job is pretty safe. Honestly, I'm amazed that garbage men could have had such a difficult time of it. What could be safer than collecting trash in all areas of the country, including the inner cities, while being totally exposed and defenseless, dangling from the back of a truck? By an arm exhausted from hauling garbage all day, about 13 inches above the pavement, zipping by at 50 miles an hour, working hand in hand with a gigantic effing crusher device capable of turning the Statue of Liberty into a souvenir penny.
I don't know how many cities have private trash pickup, but we have it here in Keene.
Yes.
It's great. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
There are different companies. You get to choose which company picks up your trash. But I wonder if they could do a study to see, do government trash pickup people, the people that work for the government monopoly, in many cases, I think in some cases it is the government, in other cases it's a government-sanctioned monopoly, but do those guys get hurt more often than the privateers? I wonder about that.
I don't know.
Just curious.
Yep.
Because the guy around here goes on his own. If you look at the monopoly trashmen, there's usually two guys on that trash truck. Sometimes three. There's a guy that hangs off the back, and then the driver. In the case of the private company that I use here in town, just one guy. He drives the truck, stops it, gets out, gets the trash, dumps it, gets back in the truck, and moves it on.
Well, I've seen bureaucrat trashmen doing the same thing in towns that I've been in.
Okay.
Let's see. Number 4, structural iron and steel workers. That's 47 deaths out of 100,000. It's not a funny joke after that, sorry. Just something I can't really even understand.
Number 3.
Fishers and fishing workers, 86.4. That's a hell of a jump from 4 to 3.
Drowning?
86.4 deaths out of 100,000 from 47 at number 4. How many stories of the angry sea there be? She rages against all, and she weeps for none. She take ye in the sleep, and she take ye in the prime, and so on. Of all the workplaces-related deaths, I should say this particular category would be amongst the most fair. After all, consider the hundreds of millions of aquatic lives we take from the ocean every haul. Isn't it only just that it takes some of ours in the process, especially if it's only bothering to take people so uneducated that they can't get any better job than fishermen, which just seems terrible. But
that's not nice.
No, it's
some
not.
People love to fish. And they
sure.
want to make a living off of
yep.
it.
And, you know, I mean, that could be said about a lot of work jobs. Nonsense. Aircraft pilots.
Number two,
aircraft pilots, 92.4 deaths out of 100,000. Up from the number four position in 2003, mainly due to the tragic death of Neil Kingsley's Zoel Plimpton in late December. Otherwise, that doesn't make any sense. The remainder of deaths were mainly suicides. They start out at $90,000 a year, but how many mid-air screenings of dodgeball can you hold yourself accountable for before you can no longer face yourself in the mirror?
I think that, I wonder, funny. Of those 90, what was it, 94 per?
92.4 deaths out of 100,000.
Of those 92 deaths, how many of them are commercial pilots?
I don't know.
Compared to just guys flying their little Cessna.
It says aircraft pilots as a profession, but...
Really?
It really makes me wonder. That's a lot of planes hitting the ground.
Yeah, that doesn't seem accurate.
It doesn't seem
there aren't very many plane crashes at all. Compared to car crashes?
Yeah, where are they dying? You know,
the idea that more pilots die than professional drivers, that seems absurd.
It seems crazy to me, yeah. Number one, logging workers. Nearly all of the deaths, this is a tie with aircraft pilots for some reason. Nearly all of these deaths were first-year loggers, less familiar with the job than their superiors, not yet aware that the lumberjack song is only funny the first time. As such, the classification of these deaths as accidental are tenuous at best. A good percentage of logging-related fatalities also results from the co-worker or tree blindfolded chainsaw event held at the annual Lumberjack Off in Oates, Montana. It's kind of something like a skill saw.
Yeah, well, you know.
What do you got? Short period of time. Anyway, I just thought it was funny and very interesting. You know, the most dangerous jobs in America, number one, logging workers. Number two, aircraft pilots. Number three, fishing and fisher workers.
What I want to know is, at karaoke, can I sing the Lumberjack song?
I don't know that they.
That's a fun song. Have you ever heard that one? It's Monty Python.
I'm a lumberjack.
Sleep all night and I work all day. It's all about it, like a cross-dressing lumberjack. That's very, very strange. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Give me an excuse to get out, go to karaoke. Hey, tomorrow night we'll be back for the live Saturday edition. And starting the show, and I normally don't ever announce guests in advance, but this guy's pretty reliable as long as he doesn't get arrested on the way here.
Could happen.
Russell Canning will be joining us. You know him if you listen to Free Talk Live. He is a super activist, lives right here in Keene in New Hampshire, and was recently arrested for driving without a license. We'll talk about his recent arrest and what he's got coming up. And if you've got a question for him, you better be on the line. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.